I want you. I have wanted you for a while now. Ever since I became friends with your daughter at university, I've always looked forward to seeing you. You're different from other men, and older men, I mean. And you're aging so fucking gracefully, it's almost unfair. You've got nice hair, no big belly. Well, not a flat belly either. but I don't mind that. You're handsome. You have this perpetual 5 o'clock shadow going on that makes you look rugged and sexy. But looks are not the most important thing, I think. You're sweet, I guess is the word. Maybe kind, I don't know. But I just know I feel safe with you. Other men look at me and, well, let's just say that their minds wander. I've got more than my fair share of them just plain staring at me, giving me a creepy smile as I notice them. Fucking worse, fucking wink. Fucking gives me the creeps. But you don't do that. I've never caught you staring. When we talk, you look at me. You're friendly, you are respectful, I guess. And I hate that about you. Of all the men looking me over like they want to fuck me, the one I would let fuck me is so fucking polite. Is doing the right thing. I want to feel your hands on me. I want to press myself against you. I want to feel your stubbly chin graze my thighs. I want to feel your mouth on me. Anywhere. Everywhere. But you are not seeing me like I want you to see me. You don't see the sexual creature just dying to be fucked by you. Her desire for you seeping out of her every pore. Her pussy wet when she rings your doorbell. So, I was brave today. I knew exactly when your daughter would be gone for a while, so I came over to see you. No, not see you. To seduce you. I've kept my wardrobe simple. A t-shirt and a short skirt. That's it. The skirt is long enough to be kind of decent, but short enough to be dangerous to bend over in. Especially with my panties missing. When I was waiting for you to open the door, my heart was pounding in my chest. What if I can't get you to see things my way? What if this messes up my friendship with her? Fuck! What if I'm no longer allowed to come over here? But then, right then, you opened the door. And you smiled at me. And my worries were gone. You smiled at me. This beaming smile. And you started my mission. You explained that your daughter was not home, and I lied. I said that she told me to wait for her here. That I was early, but in the neighborhood. You believed me. Of course you would. And trust me when I said that I did feel bad about abusing your trust in me. For a brief moment, that is. Then you invited me in. Into your house. Where it would be just you and me. Alone. You told me to get myself a drink. And I'm here so often that I know my way around. You went to get your glass from the living room. It was on the serving tray that's on the upholstered coffee table thing. The ottoman? Ottoman? Oh god, I don't know, like a couch in bench shape, like me and your daughter would sit on it when we would game. The timing was important, but I had it all planned. I know that always, when you go get your glass there, you look up at the kitchen. Like that's where you want to go next. But this time when you looked up, you would see me, my back to you, grabbing a soda bottle from the bottom shelf in the refrigerator door. And I heard your movement stop. I made a fuss of putting one bottle back and choosing another drink, knowing full well my pussy was on display for you. But you would not say anything about it, right? How do you tell your daughter's friend that her pussy was showing, huh? You don't. You just stare. Oh, and stare you did. As I peeked past my legs at the hem of my skirt, I saw you. But I did not tell you. I just chose another bottle. I poured myself a drink and you slowly made your way over. You looked confused about what you were feeling, about what you had seen. And I almost felt sorry for you. But then I spotted the reason you were walking slower than usual. A bulge in your pants. And I could not help but smile. It was working. This was going to work. While I sipped my drink, you grabbed some water, your back facing me. And for my next step, I hoped you would return to your armchair across from that ottoman thing. And of course you did, you creature of habit. You seemed happy to be able to sit down, crossing your legs, to hide that last remnant of your erection. Perfect. Exactly where I wanted you. I put my glass down and walked over to you. I put the little serving tray on the floor and plunked myself directly opposite of you and the ottoman, making sure my skirt would rise up my legs as I did so. I may have helped it a little bit. You were trying very hard not to look down my body when you casually asked how I was doing. Still being polite. Still doing the right thing. Even though my invitation was quite clear, I thought. So I needed to be clearer. I bit my lip and slowly lowered my eyes to look between my legs as I spread them open wider and wider and wider. And your eyes could not help but follow my gaze. And that is where we are now. You not being able to take your eyes off my pussy anymore. And me reveling in my success. But I do hope to get you to take another step. And another. And another. A quick look up shows that you are appreciating the view. Your mouth hangs open and your shoulders dropped. Before you regain composure, I lightly dry my fingers over my thighs, from my knees towards my exposed pussy. I know that I need to get you to touch me soon, or you might come to your senses and you might think this may be wrong. But it's not. It's not. I want this. And I hope it's clear to you now. I want you to touch me. But my own hands betray me. I cannot help myself as one of them is already moving a finger up and down my wet sled. Oh, I lean back on the other hand for support as my finger reaches my clit. A shivering sigh escapes my lips. I have to close my eyes to enjoy the sensation of doing this right in front of you. Showing myself. Exposing my desire for you. As I open my eyes, you have your hand on your mouth. Oh no, not in shock, I hope. But no. It's just a nervous gesture, as you're now looking into my eyes. And I bite my lip again, and give you a slow nod. This is for you, I say, as two fingers spread open my wetness. You lick your lips and seem to be looking for words. Huh. Are you going to protest? Are you going to protect me from my own actions? Are you going to kick me out? You say, go on. Just two words. Said with that calm and controlled voice as you lean back into your chair. Not to relax, but ready to see the show. Those two words are like a start signal for my fingers as I bring one inside me with a deep sigh. Fuck, you want me. You fucking want me? Oh, you want me to show myself to you. You want to see me.
Yeah?
See me like the horny girl I am.
You want this?
Oh, I can hardly restrain myself as I feel the palm of my hand rub in my clit each time I move my finger inside me. You uncross your legs. Oh yeah, that bulge is back. And you can't help but adjust yourself through your pants. Fuck, I want to see it. I so desperately want to see it that I'm jerking my hand harder and harder up against my clit. I pull up to my knees, which makes my skirt drop around my waist. That's just too much balancing, so I just lay down on my back, feet up in the air. I've never felt more exposed than right now. My other hand is kneading my breast through my shirt, and I just have to close my eyes. And I want you to look at me. Look at me. Look at me. See me finger fucking myself for you. Right in front of you. See me pleasuring myself. Not holding back, but being ferocious in hate. I lift my head and look at you. All your hand is inside your pants now. I think you don't want to assume how far this will go. So you restrain yourself. Will I just tease you like this? Will I let you lick me, maybe? Will I blow you? Or let you fuck me? Well, if you want. All of the above. But you don't know that yet. You beautiful man, you. Take it out. Show me your dick. Your movement stops. Like you hadn't even considered the scenario. But I'm sure that you have already fucked me mentally in the very position I'm in at this very moment. Please. Please. I want to see it. I plead. Like another switch, your mind decides to just give in. You unbuckle your pants and take out your hard dick. An unsteady shivering sigh escapes me. Fuck. That thing looks delicious. I immediately imagine it between my legs instead of my fingers. And a jolt of ecstasy goes through me.
Oh, fuck.
I throw my head back and intensify my fingering.
Oh, fuck.
Imagining you inside me. Fucking me. Fuck. That would feel so good. Wait. That will feel so good. I'm going to make sure I get to feel you inside me. With a bolt, I sit upright and I catch you stroking yourself. I smile my sluttiest little smile at you. You try to smile back, but you're still unsure. I need to jumpstart you for real before my friend comes home. And I've gotten you this far now. Now I want to go all the way. I take my shirt off, my boobs exposed to the air, pointing their nipples at you, and I give them a playful tweak. Then, I drop to my knees. Unexpected, it seems, as you stop mid-stroke. My hands slowly caress your legs as I alternate my gaze from your eyes to your dick and back again. I start to lean in, and with a quick exhale, you let go of your cock. I stop, look you in the eye one last time, and then put a single wet kiss on the shaft of your cock. I'm opening my mouth so my tongue reaches the bottom of your shaft, after which I lick my way all the way to the top. You're shaking, your hands digging into the armrest of your chair as my mouth engulfs the head. Now it's your turn to moan. I suck on it and let it escape my lips with a loud pop. Fuck, you whisper.
Oh yes, we will,
I say, as I take you in again. Another switch must have triggered because your hips are moving now, pushing yourself further into my mouth. Fuck yes. This is it. The point of no return. I've got you now. You will fuck me. Oh, your cock will taste my pussy. I'm not great at deep throat, but I make up for it by being sloppy. And so I use my tongue. You certainly seem to enjoy yourself more and more. I've got one hand on the base of your cock, making sure I can please it. But my other hand is in between my legs again. I can't help myself. I'm so worked up that two fingers slide in with ease. Your hands have left the arms rest and they're holding my head now. Luckily, I can keep you from going too deep, but I am letting you set the pace. And boy, do you like it fast. It's almost like you're afraid this will end soon. I have to use both my hands to get you out of my mouth for some air. Penning, I look at you. Your prey come around my lips while I'm stroking you.
Not so fast. I don't want you to come yet. Just enjoy it.
You seem relieved, knowing that there is more to come. I lick your cock like a melting icicle all the way along the shaft, popping the head in my eager mouth now and again for some tongue. You seem to ease into it now, happy with the knowledge I'll let you come soon. My pussy feels lonely, and I really think it deserves that cock. So I stand up, turn around, and drop my little skirt. As I lean to hold onto your knees, you instinctively grab my butt. Both hands, actually. Oh, God. I love having your hands with me. With your legs still spread, I slowly sit down on your lap, making sure that your gorgeous cock makes its way inside my throbbing pussy. Oh, we both savor the moment of my ass touching your groin, both moaning at the sensation. And you feel so fucking good inside of me. I start moving my warm pussy up and down your cock, rejoicing in the feeling of it finally being there. Your cock inside me, inside my pussy, making me feel so damn good. Yes, grab my hips, keep me steady. That feeling of your warm, hard cock so far inside me is driving me mad with desire. I have dreamed about this and touched myself while doing it, but it has never felt like this. One of your hands grabbed my boob. I can't believe you're touching me, let alone touching me there. Oh God, what am I thinking? You're fucking me. Your hands on me feel more personal, if that makes any sense. I feel you matching my rhythm, thrusting upwards as I come down on your cock. You seem impatient. Or are you about to come? I look back at you and see your eyes fixed on your hard dick entering me. And you seem mesmerized. Could it be that you've dreamed about this too? That you've wanted me all along? If so, then you have shown impressive restraint. But there is no restraint now. You are seriously fucking me. You look up for a second, see me with my mouth open and I'm sure a face full of desire. You stop me from coming down on you again, and with unexpected strength, you push me forward. I land on my hands and knees on the ottoman, and I don't think I'm calling the shots anymore. You just growl as you enter me again. And I fucking love being taken like that. You put one foot next to me and lean forward a little, pressing down on my shoulders. I can't help but lower my chest down onto the upholstery. The change in position lets you reach places inside me I did not know were there. Pleasure points that when touched sent me reeling with desire. Fuck, you know what you're doing. Your thrusting is harder, and if possible, deeper. Oh fuck, so deep. This is far beyond my dreams. This is ecstasy. I don't care anymore what you do, just don't stop. Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop pounding your cock into my eager pussy. Don't stop thrusting. Don't stop. Just don't stop. Don't stop. I feel like I'm being used. Used for your pleasure. And I want you to use me. I want you inside me. I want you to just fuck me. Oh, you're fucking me so fucking hard. I just can't stay on my knees anymore. I have to lay down on my stomach. As I'm prone, you quickly adjust, your feet on the ground, your cock never missing a beat, as I try to keep my little ass up. This feels so fucking good. Thrust after thrust hits me, your balls against my thighs, your cock deep inside me, my ass against your belly. Then I find the perfect angle for my hips, the angle where your cock touches my insides. Oh, so good. My hand wriggles itself under me as I reach for my clit. This is how I want to come. Knowing you are enjoying yourself, that I'm pleasuring you, that your cock is inside me. I don't have much room, but I can make it work. My clit is so wet from my juices flowing down that my fingers slide over with ease. And I'm rubbing myself while you fuck my pussy. And I'll come like this. Like your fuck toy. Your plaything. As I feel myself reaching my orgasm, I hear your stuttering breath, indicating you're about to come too. Oh, fuck. The thought of me making you come is too much. I grab and I rub anything I can find between my legs. My clit, the insides of my thighs, I even fill up your cock and your balls. And then, wave after wave of pleasure takes over. I'm shuddering underneath you as you thrust more forcefully into me. And you're coming too. You're coming too. I do my very best to give you everything that I have. I want you to remember this as the best fuck you've ever had. I hear you grunt, followed by that warm feeling inside me. I push my ass up a little more. You grunt some more and in one long and noisy exhale. You squirt your cum deep inside me. Your movements are erratic as you try to recover from coming. I'm in a haze, slowly realizing what just happened. That I made you come. That you fucked me. Finally, you collapse onto the sofa next to us. I cannot move yet. I'm still lying on my hand, the other dangling uselessly off the side. But I can see you. I see you're looking at me. And I crack a little smile. When you return that smile, I cannot help but giggle. What the hell did we just do? Oh. You tell me this was amazing. That I was amazing. I can only make a kiss sound, as I'm still too tired from being well and properly fucked. But that changes quickly as we both hear my friend's car drive up to the house.